This Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast began with the overture for Richard Wagner's opera, Lohengrin. Among Wagner's biggest fans was composer Anton Bruckner. In 1873, Bruckner sent both his second and third symphonies to Wagner, asking him to pick which one he preferred. The next day, Bruckner visited Wagner to ask him his choice, but the two drank so much beer together that when he arrived home, Bruckner realized he'd forgotten which one Wagner had chosen. Bruckner wrote a letter back to Wagner asking, "Was it the symphony in D minor where the trumpet begins the theme?" Wagner scribbled back, "Yes, best wishes, Richard Wagner." Wagner then referred to Bruckner as Bruckner the Trumpet, and the two became great friends. In the dedication, Bruckner referred to Wagner as the unreachable, world-famous, noble master of poetry and music. The Pittsburgh Symphony has performed Anton Bruckner's music on over 125 concerts, beginning in the 1940s with resident conductor Vladimir Bakalinikov. Music director William Steinberg was a champion of Bruckner's music. The symphonies 2 through 9 have all been performed with many conductors in Pittsburgh. Music directors Lauren Mazel, Maris Janssens, and Manfred Honeck have all conducted Bruckner. Maris Janssens took the Bruckner 7th Symphony to Vienna's Musikverein on tour and to the Palau de la Musica in Valencia, Spain in 2002. The guest conductors who've led Bruckner performances in Pittsburgh have included Herbert Blomstedt, Leonard Slatkin, Klaus Tenstedt, Stanisław Skrovachevsky, Jerzy Semkov, and Raphael Kubelik. There have been several Pittsburgh Symphony Bruckner recordings, and as all roads lead through Pittsburgh, Bruckner's scholar and promoter Felix Maria Gatz emigrated from Berlin, Germany in 1933 to teach music history at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. Felix Gatz had served as the concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic. Gatz ran the Bruckner Society of Berlin for a decade. He'd also served as professor at the Vienna State Music Academy. I spoke with the treasurer of the Bruckner Society of America, John Berkey, about Felix Maria Gatz and his time in Pittsburgh.
In 1934, it was announced that he was become the professor of musical aesthetics at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. So he came to Pittsburgh, and he immediately continued his advocacy for Bruckner. He did a series of, I think it was 20 radio broadcasts on Pittsburgh radio stations where he actually played the excerpts of Bruckner's symphonies on the piano. He had a small ensemble that would sometimes play the works over the radio, and I would love to be able to hear those, but I think they're, you know, since they were done back in the 30s, I don't think any recordings were made of any of these things. He also worked with the school system. There were essays. Kids would listen, supposedly to listen to these broadcasts, and then they'd have to write essays on what they heard. So he was doing all of these things in Pittsburgh until about 1936, and at which time I think his not only his position but several positions at Duquesne were eliminated, and he had to go and find another job. He ended up in University of Scranton, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He was doing all of these things about Bruckner in Pittsburgh, and it was kind of amazing to see how much activity he was generating about Bruckner. But then it seems that when he went to Scranton, that all stopped. My suspicion is that just before he left Pittsburgh, he married Laura Stover, who's a young singer and apparently a very accomplished one. And when he went to Scranton, he spent more time, I think, devoted to furthering her career.
The treasurer of the Bruckner Society of America, John Berkey, who served as director of radio for 18 years at Connecticut Public Broadcasting. Here's the one recording we have of Felix Maria Gatz. It's on the Odeon label. He conducts the Bruckner Te Deum. It's the first ever recording of the Te Deum. There are now more than 100 in the catalog, and the only existing Gatz record. The recording took place in Berlin on December 19th, 1927. Bruckner Te Deum, recorded in Berlin on December 19, 1927, by Felix Maria Gatz, former professor of music at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh in the 1930s. Felix Maria Gatz conducted the Staatskapelle Berlin and the Bruckner Choir with soloists Emmy von Stetten, soprano, Julia Lotte Stern, alto, Carl Jochen, tenor, and Theodor Hess van der Wick, bass. That 78 RPM recording was taken from a French Odeon pressing, and it's available as a download from the Bruckner Society of America. Felix Gatz was a disciple of Arthur Nikisch in Berlin. He taught in Berlin, Leipzig, and Vienna. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette asked him when he was appointed in Pittsburgh if the tensions in Germany and Austria under the Nazis were a factor regarding his arrival in America. He told the Post-Gazette, "The philosophy of art and music is my business. I've not made a survey of the political conditions over there." Felix Maria Gatz also presented lecture concerts, a format that was somewhat new at Carnegie Lecture Hall in Pittsburgh while he was here in the city. They were reviewed by Ralph Lewando for the Pittsburgh Press. Felix Maria Gatz appeared extensively on radio in Pittsburgh. His broadcasts were for KDKA, KQV, and WJAS. No transcriptions of those broadcasts exist, unless you happen to have some in the attic. Let me know if you do. Music director William Steinberg and the Pittsburgh Symphony recorded the Bruckner Symphony No. 7 along with the Overture in G Minor. That was in 1968 at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall for the Command Classics label. For many years, it was the only stereo recording of the Overture in G Minor. It had slipped through the listings in the Schwann catalog. John Berkey of the Bruckner Society of America told me it was an early Bruckner exercise.
It was one of his early pieces. It was a study piece. He was in his 40s. Bruckner was very hesitant to get started, and he just absorbed as much music theory as anyone could, and he became an incredible composer because of the amount of theory that he had in his head. But it was a study piece along with an early symphony called the Study Symphony. Those pieces were written, and there's, in fact, there's two versions of the finale to the overture, because he wrote it one way, and the teacher looked at it and said, "Well, you know, I think you can do something better here." And he went back and retooled it. And most scores have both finales. You don't hear them very often. There's only been a few recordings of the early finale, but they're both there.
the early Overture in G Minor by Anton Bruckner, recorded in 1968 in Pittsburgh at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall by the Pittsburgh Symphony and William Steinberg. British filmmaker Ken Russell, in his 1990 movie The Strange Affliction of Anton Bruckner, made much of Bruckner's obsessive-compulsive disorder, his counting, and his mental breakdown. He spent time in a sanatorium where he was bathed in cold water to cure his problem. Anton Bruckner's self-doubt contradicted his towering cathedrals of sound. I asked John Berkey what the Bruckner fascination is all about.
He's one of these composers that, sort of like FDR, you either loved him or hated him. It's sort of this same sort of hate-love thing with Bruckner. Either the music hits you hard or it, you know, hits you wrong. And, you know, I just think it's the power of the music. I mean, if you listen to it, you know, give it a listen if you haven't listened to it already, because it's very powerful. I would say it's not terribly emotional. It's one of the wonderful things about it is, whereas Mahler's music can be very emotionally laden, Bruckner's music sort of steps aside from any personal emotion and just hands you some very powerful, inspirational music without getting personally involved with his own feelings.
We're taking a look at the connections between Anton Bruckner and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with the Bruckner Society of America's John Berkey. The fans of the Bruckner Society of America met at Carnegie Hall in New York. They had a jolly dinner at the Carnegie Deli and then went to Carnegie Hall to hear Simon Rattle conduct the Berlin Philharmonic in the Bruckner Symphony No. 9 at Carnegie Hall. It was the same weekend that the Pittsburgh Symphony played at Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall. Sir Simon Rattle and Manfred Honeck compared notes, staying with their orchestras at the Parker Meridian Hotel. For more information on the activities of the Bruckner Society of America and their tour of Austria in the summer of 2012, following in the footsteps of Bruckner with a visit to his memorial and burial place under the organ bench at St. Florian Monastery, visit abruckner.com. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast brought you La Valse by Maurice Ravel. We heard The Miraculous Mandarin by Béla Bartók. The world premiere of Alan Fletcher's Bassoon Concerto, played by Nancy Gores, principal bassoon of the Pittsburgh Symphony, and Manfred Honeck conducted the overture for Lohengrin by Richard Wagner. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Don't forget to write for your free souvenir, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, and Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Don't forget to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org. You can send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Coordinating producer and digital production engineer, Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Script writing by Brett Rader. Thanks to Matt Berkey at Massive Productions in Rocky Hill, Connecticut for studio help and ISDN connection to John Berkey. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Multimedia, is made possible by a grant from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And by Bayer Corporation, helping to create a better future by supporting education and research, environment and nature, and health and social needs. Bayer, science for a better life. More at BayerUS.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.